brought to you by Founders Beer. God, I love Founders. I'm such a beer guy, and I like all styles of beer. Founders makes them. I want you to go to foundersbrewing.com, or even better yet, download the Founders app. And by doing that, you can find out what dealer or bar has Founders right near you. Also, they're going to keep you ahead of the curve on brand new beer releases. That's foundersbrewing.com. This show is brought to you by Liquid Mayhem. Scent matters. Listen to me. If you want to catch more fish, if you want to catch bigger fish, try some Liquid Mayhem. Put it on your favorite lure, and you're going to get bit. Go to liquidmayhem.com. Use the promo code IkeLive. You ready for this? For 25% off your order of the best scent on the market. Liquid Mayhem. Also brought to you by Heshy Socks. That's right. Heshy Socks. Who doesn't love a good, comfortable, well-fitting sock? And guess what? The Ike Live crew had a hand in this. And we've got specially designed Ike-style socks just for you. Cushioned foot and toe. Stay up technology. And they've got a technology built in there where they won't stink. This is unbelievable, okay? Great designs, under $10, with the code IkeLive at HeshyWear.com. Also, they have Ike Foundation design socks. All proceeds go to the Ike Foundation. Brought to you by Torquedo Motors, the leader in electric motor drives. If you're one of the guys like me, you have a tiny boat, you have a John boat, you live on an electric-only lake, get a Torquedo if you want to be the fastest, most efficient boat on the water. Go to torquedo.com. And last but not least, the Ike Live Show is brought to you by Hobie Kayaks. Hobie is the Cadillac of kayaks, and kayak fishing is changing the world. Easy access, easy to get into. I want you to go to Hobie.com to check out their large array of kayak products, including the one that I use, the Hobie 360. Listen to me. Prepare yourself. Get your popcorn. Get your Founders beer and tin cup whiskey. Get ready for a brand new Ike Live show coming up live right now.
Folks at home, how you doing tonight? Hope you're having a wonderful Saturday. We are. We're up here laughing. We're joking. Dave and I realized how old we are just a few seconds ago. I want to welcome you to a brand new Ike Live show. We've got a good one for you tonight. The one and only David Dudley joins us tonight, right on the heels of Redcrest. Can't wait to talk to David. It's going to be a good one. Let me intro the room real quick. Sitting to my left, we have another David. This one, David Brodzik. Dave Brodzik, have you won almost $5 million in tournaments?
No, the other way.
The other way. Yeah. You've lost $5 million. Dave has lost $5
million. The other way.
So, I'm selling short.
Right.
Well, you're selling the market.
So you sort of have something in common with Dudley.
First name and
right, and $5 million gain and $5 million loss.
Yeah, just a $10 million difference
right.
between the two of us.
Right, that's not too bad. $10 million difference. Producing the show for us, the one and only Brian Carpenter. Brian, how you doing?
All right, I guess I think.
Now we were just commenting that the show has been on time, very proper. Tonight, a little tardy, but still not our normal 20 or 30-minute tardy. We're about 8 minutes shy.
Yeah, so, yeah, 6, 7, 8 minutes.
Yeah, whatever.
6, 7, 8, high
call.
Pounder.
High call it.
That's right.
Also want to introduce our Zoom friends, weekly friends here. One that never wants to come back and one that's not allowed back. It's a very interesting difference, the dichotomy. We've got Pete Glusick, who doesn't want to come back, and we've got Rizzo, who's not allowed back. How are you doing, guys?
We're doing
Look
good.
At Rich not laughing.
Rich isn't laughing at all.
What Riz do? Catch like a sexual harassment case here? What happened? Why ain't he allowed back?
Very close.
Me too in the broads downstairs?
Yeah.
No. Pretty close.
Good to have you guys on tonight. Now,
good to be here.
Both of you, I don't want to continue the negative barrage on you here, but both of you look a little worn out, but with good reason. I was on a lot during the day. I want to jump right into it on this subject. What an awesome Bash U Live today, guys. And man, if you're watching and listening to this show right now, you got to check out the next one when we have it. You know, with COVID, with the lack of fishing seminars this year, right, in-person seminars, Bash U stepped up to the plate. We're doing these virtual seminars. And, dude, they knocked it out of the park today. We had three young guns on there. And Pete, I would venture to say some of the best material I've heard in a long time at BU.
I got to agree. I mean, it's been great all week. We've had three classes and we had Swindle who headlined with Buddy Gross on Tuesday, and then yesterday we had a great cast. Today was just terrific. You know, Shane LaHue, Jake Whitaker, and Patrick Walters, a real young crew out on the Bassmaster Elite Trail.
Yeah.
And talking about some cutting edge stuff. You know, Shane jumping on the umbrella rig and just like opening our eyes what in the world? Why haven't we been doing this?
Know.
You know.
I know.
And then Patrick with the forward-facing sonar talking about 360 and how he's, you know, using those tools.
Yeah.
Man, it was fascinating. Yeah. Really good show today.
Yeah. Riz, I want to call you to the plate. Give me one thing today that you learned that sort of blew your socks off, that, you know, you heard one of these guys say and you know, you're just blown away. Give me one thing you learned today that blew you away.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to really put it to just one thing because, you know, of how in-depth these guys went in the techniques that they were talking about. But really, it would have to be the first one that we had of the day with Shane LaHue and the umbrella rig, in how many different ways you can put that thing to work in the water.
Yeah.
Other than, you know, your typical just throw a bunch of quarter ounce heads on there and get to slinging it. He fishes that thing with such a purpose, and he uses it in so many different ways that I never would have even imagined. I mean, he talks about putting scrounger heads on the back. He talks about putting chatterbaits on the back.
Uh-huh.
All kinds of different stuff.
Mike that, mocked me for the chatterbait.
I mocked mine for that. Yeah.
It really, you know, opened my eyes to like this. It's a tool. It's available at the tour. You know, at the circuits that we fish.
Yeah.
You know, so it kind of makes me want to like slap myself for not ever throwing it.
Imagine five chatterbaits. You need a tuna rod to crank it in, dude.
It would vibrate out of your hand.
It'd be like a nuclear turbine.
Well, that could be a new sex toy. You put five chatterbaits.
Dave, his thing is he puts one chatterbait on the middle arm.
Yeah.
It would be the furthest back.
Got it.
So.
Yeah.
Wow.
Moni's in the middle.
Yeah. It was some great stuff. Definitely invite everybody to go over to bashu.tv and check out the material there. Because if they subscribe, Pete, correct me if I'm wrong, all this material will eventually be on Bash U. Is that correct?
Absolutely. It's going to be released. We're going to edit them immediately and start putting them out there. You know, the sonar stuff and a lot of stuff's that's hot, it's going to come out first. And then we have seminars that are in tune with what's going on with the seasons of fishing that are going to be released. So yeah,
that's awesome.
It's all coming out. Bash
that's awesome. Love it. Well, speaking of what's hot, what? I have a very hot item in my hand. A lot of people have been hunting this for 7 years now, Bri, and they can't seem to win. But tonight could be your chance. Or they win and they don't get it.
Or get a hold of Chris from New York. He's got about six probably laying around.
Right.
He
Chris
even
from New York
yet.
Has all the bags. He's going to be putting them on eBay. But this is the world-famous Ike Live gift bag. Load it with Ike Live sponsor products. You heard all of them in the intro to this show. This is a bag you want to try to win, and it's pretty easy. Riz, if they want to win it, what can they do here to win this thing?
They got to like and share tonight's feed. just like and share us over on Facebook. We want you to watch with us on the website so that you can chat with us on the message board. But if you're over on Facebook chilling, like and share, you'll be entered in for a chance to win. And then you just got to be a little patient for when I can get back in the office. Send it to you.
Dude, when we allow Riz back in.
You know what's
in
funny, though? It doesn't matter who we put in that spot.
Nobody gets it.
We just always sucked at it. No. Remember Becky was the dream killer?
I sent out the last two last week, and they're out.
Yeah, mailing's,
in the stratosphere.
Mailing's not our thing.
Like, how many show. You know, how many children's hollow dreams when they hear the mailbox slot slam shut? And they come drop the video controller to go open the mailbox, and it's just junk mail and bills.
Yeah, it's
still not there.
There's nothing prize. From Pro Edge Fishing.
No, zero. Zero. A lot of heartache out there.
I guarantee there's a comment on at least one of the platforms tonight of some.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, someone shorted.
Oh, yeah.
Someone slight it or
somebody
shorted.
Somebody got a beat bag.
Yes. Speaking of beat bags. I'm going to talk. Still talking about my vasectomy.
Yeah.
Nice weed transition. Whack
bag. Yeah, that was a weed whack bag. No, speaking of beat bags, I would like to change topic here and bring something up that's interesting, which is not one, but two events canceled / rescheduled this week, Pete. Saw BASS decide to cancel and reschedule
Sabine.
their elite event over on the Sabine, which was originally scheduled for April. Now they decided to push it back to their makeup date of August.
Why?
Okay, hold on. We'll get that second. And let me throw this out there, too. Also, Red Crest over on Lake Palestine in Texas being canceled and moved over to Lake Eufaula in Alabama. And we're going to get a chance to talk to David Dudley about that when he comes on. But some big interesting things. Two real quick analogies. And, Dave, Bass decided to cancel and move the Orange, Texas event on the Sabine because of COVID regulations in place limiting the number of fans that could show up. So it has nothing to do with the fishery or the weather or the bass fishing, but the fact that they can't get, you know, thousands of fans out there, they'd be restricted. So they decided to push it to August. So that's the reason in there. But my second analogy, and then I want to talk to everybody and get your opinion on it. Dude, this is one of the times where it's like, thank God I'm not fishing that bullshit anymore. Because, you know, like just listening to it now, not as a competitor.
Right.
What shit, dude? Like, I wonder, have any of the anglers, you know, stood up to that or questioned it or, you know.
Are you mad, at Bass?
I'm not mad. I'm mad at the leagues for screwing over the anglers constantly, you know. And that, to me, is just another one of those cases where I'm sure they weren't surveyed. If anybody from Bass or anyone that fishes BASS on the elite levels watching, chime in on our IM or hit up Brian DeCarpenter. I'd love to know if they contacted you before they made that decision. I'm going to bet the house that they did not.
I got you.
I'm going to bet the house that they did not.
Because I don't have a problem with them doing that, man.
Well, I do. You're moving.
For the anglers, yes, I do. The statement that they're making to states saying if the Super Bowl is fine and there was no super spreader event there, why can't we have 1,000 people
come
watch?
Yeah, I don't think that's why they moved it. I think they moved it for their pocketbook.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think it was Orange saying something to them for their pocketbook. That's my gut, because from a fishing standpoint, the Sabine Orange, Texas is a lot better in April than it is in August.
Yeah.
Fish mortality is a lot. You're in a bad situation
in
August.
Sub-Saharan heat.
Yeah, than you would be in April. I want to get Pete. Give me your opinion on some of this stuff.
You know, I think Dave, I kind of feel the same way as him.
Thank you.
You know, the from the business side of fishing, I mean, Orange, Texas gets the biggest crowds on the planet. I mean, what Waddington, New York, I guess, is the only one that competes with them for the massive audience that
bigger than Philadelphia, Peter.
Believe it or not, it's huge.
Okay.
It's massive audiences down there. And that's you know, the sponsors of Bass, everybody involved with the program, and the sport loves that. When you get that massive audience, it really builds a lot of enthusiasm. It's good for the anglers that way. It's good for their business, the sport that way, to see those big giant audiences attending. You know, so I see that part of it. I didn't even think about the anglers until you brought it up, that, you know, guys are preparing for April, right? They got their old tournament strategies, bookings.
They got their lodgings booked, right? Yep. The campsites are booked. And on this other example with this MLF reschedule, can you imagine? Everybody's already checked into their houses. They've rented Airbnbs and VRBOs and and body odor and all this stuff. They're sitting there and they get a call that it's moved. They got to drive 5-6 states to the east. You know, that life of that uncertainty. Like, I remember it, and I vividly remember it, and I am so glad I'm not dealing with that shit right now. Glad I'm not dealing with that shit.
Yeah, that's shocking for the angler. There's a lot that you got to overcome when the schedule changes like that. You know, it's so tough, man. Gosh, this, the COVID restrictions and what's happening. Oh my, it's just so hard. Yeah, everybody has to make a hard decision every single day right now.
Yeah, I blame it all. I'd like to blame it all on the leagues because I can. Now that I'm not fishing, I don't have any allegiance to anyone, and I can say anything I want.
Stopped you before.
Why, I know. I want to throw them under the bus. And it also cracks me up that they'll always get, you know, an angler to come on and they'll quote an angler, you know, and they'll quote an angler to reinforce that what they did was right, you know. And I saw that they had a quote from Ott about their move to Eufaula, like, this is the best thing. And I could just hear him saying, I love Ott, but this would be Ott. This is the, you know, how Ott talks, you know, real slow
and deep.
Yeah, and deep. But of course, it's a good thing for Ott. He came for kind of loud. He came in second last time he was there. Of course, it's a good move for Ott.
Yeah.
But, you know, what about the other 40 guys or however many fish at
the true mark event? Would have been, hey, guys, we're moving it to Philadelphia and then see how much they're all like, this is bull crap.
Oh, yeah. I wish they would have. Actually, although it fishes good this time of the year. It'd be crowded, but actually probably better than the summer, I'd say. Let's move on. Let's move on with that. And you know, there were some good reasons, too. I mean, Texas got pounded with snow and ice.
Yeah, they weren't ready for it, man.
That part of the world has seen conditions the last few days that they never see. So there was some merit to it, you know.
The green energy wind turbines froze solid.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you see Mike Reed's posts at all yesterday on Alabama? Mike Reed, he works for Bass U, he's the best. And he was at Lake Fork, on the banks of Lake Fork, and the ramp was iced up. There was snow everywhere. There was ice collecting on all the standing timber out at Fork. And yeah, just crazy kind of weather you just never see down there.
The worst ice I ever faced driving was coming home from Florida in February in North Carolina. It was wild, man. I've never seen it as bad. We don't get it. We don't get the ice like when we're out. Maybe they just don't salt. Like, I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Well, they don't. Yeah, they definitely don't have the infrastructure for it.
But I mean, it was the worst ice I'd ever seen. Like, there were tractor trailers 100 yards off the road in the woods, man.
Yeah.
Like, it was wild, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, and I just don't think that, you know, a lot of them, they don't experience that. So then you get in a car to drive. You don't know to slow down by 20 miles an hour.
No, by more than that. It was terrifying, dude. I was towing a boat.
Yeah, yeah. Brian Carpenter shaking his head. Speaking of slowing up, Dave, I had a note here in my books here. A lot of people are concerned. A lot of people are almost borderline aggravated, upset that your Instagram posts have slowed up. Tell me about this.
I feel weird doing it, dude.
What do you mean?
Listen, if I had your empire to uphold, I wouldn't feel weird. But I'm like a 49-year-old guy. Like, I don't know. I feel so stupid doing it,
dude. Do you feel dirty?
I feel stupid.
Really?
I feel like, I feel
dumb. But they're so good. The post that you've made was so good.
I don't know, dude. I just feel stupid. I'm going to be honest with you. I cringe. And then here's another problem. Like, somehow my son's friends are now like, you know what I mean? Like, I can't be doing that. You know what I mean? I don't know. I'll listen, I might create another one and not tell any, like, just tell the people on the show.
You're going to create another one?
I might just do one.
Yeah, but you have such a good following on this one.
It's just, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know.
I think you're being too critical. I think you're overthinking it. I think you just need to have fun with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, like with your kids and kids' friends watching, it does dictate a little bit of the crudeness element. But, I still think the wittiness and the funny, like I looked at, I think you have 5 posts, and every one of them made me laugh. And I think a lot of people made them laugh. So right.
I'll try.
Yeah.
I'll do better.
Yeah. Brian, you hear this? I'm calling Dave to the plate on making more Instagram posts.
He's mad. Don't even like don't make him mad.
Yeah, you could obviously tell I'm dealing with some technical problems over here.
Oh, what do you got? Can we help you?
No, you can continue with the show and try to ignore me.
Oh, okay.
Leave me alone.
You want me to tell you, so now you're stressed out too.
Yeah.
I will do a better job. How's that?
All right, so you're saying there's a chance. You may post again.
I will.
Okay.
Yeah, come on, Dave. Get in there, Dave. People need you.
I guess.
I'm suffering mightily over here.
All right. Let me remind everybody, you're watching a brand new Ike Live show. Hope you're having a wonderful Saturday night. We've got David Dudley coming up just a little later in the show, probably in about 10 minutes or 15 minutes away, assuming there's no technical difficulties. I want to remind everybody, if you're watching over on Facebook, please like and share the feed. If you do that, that's all you have to do. You're entered in a chance to win the amazing Ike Live gift bag. Also, your comments and questions, we want them. If you're watching on IkeLive.com, hit up Riz right there on your instant messaging, whatever the IMs right there. If you're watching on the social media sites, it's at Ike Live Show, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We're going to monitor this tonight as well a little bit. Beer of the night. I said this in a couple of my lives before the show started, but beer of the night, Dave, we're drinking the Founders All Day IPA tonight.
Cheers.
Cheers to you. And Dave, also, you're already into it, and I'm going to get into it here in a second. We're drinking a little tin cup tonight.
Well, Brian gilded me last week. He said I didn't drink enough. Yes. 2 weeks before that, he was telling me don't drink no more on the show.
Classic American whiskey. Now, wait a minute. Brian, did you tell Dave to drink up heavier? Did you feel like Dave was flat in the last show? Is that why you're
sober?
Saying
Dave was terrible.
But I actually feel bad because I may have had some influence on that.
There's a medium between just complete doing nothing over there.
I did.
We walked the line,
right? You know, we had a.
But Dave's like, well, I'm not even gonna walk.
Right.
That's what he did.
All right. So we're
what about learning how to walk a certain way? I don't know how to limp.
All right. So we're loosening Dave up with some whiskey tonight. Want to switch topics and talk about last thing I had on my list here was chance I had to go fishing with a real good friend of mine and a good friend of a lot of things we do here, Ike Live and Pro Edge and Ike Foundation especially, Rich Ortiz, who's an amazing singer. Dude, I'm telling you, he's one of those guys that just has that voice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's amazing, amazing voice.
Well, how do you know? Was he lullabying you?
No.
Does
because
he perform?
He's performed with the Ike Foundation before. Like when we had Casino Night and a few other things.
Is he in like a cover band? Like what does he?
He does a lot of original stuff.
Really?
Yeah, he does a lot of original stuff. He's a songwriter.
Wow.
I got to let you listen to some of his stuff. Definitely not like the genre of music that, you know, we would normally listen to, but awesome. Awesome vocals. You know?
I like reading authors who are also songwriters. They write differently.
You think so?
They absolutely do. They construct things differently than people who, like us, would just write. You know?
Right. Yeah, that's interesting. But he's a hell of a fisherman, too, which was really cool. So about 2 years ago, I think, Rich and I started talking. He said, you got to come up and see this ice fishery that we have on Lake George. And so Lake George is a place that you know, Dave. You go up there a lot. I've fished it before. Pete's fished it. So for those of you watching don't know Lake George, it's in upstate New York, Adirondack Mountains.
Right, the very below. Bottom of Lake Champlain ends in the middle of Lake George.
Right.
They kind of straddle each other a little bit.
Just the bottom of Champlain. Beautiful area, dude. Like, you know, the mountains. I love that area of the country. But got to experience this ice fishing, and it blew me away. So we ended up with 13 lake trout, 3 northern pike, and about 20 or 25 yellow perch, including some misses, you know, like, so it could have been higher. But
do you have a nice ice rig, Rod?
Yeah, so we did a combination of ice fishing with a rod and reel, and then setting up these tip-ups or pop-ups. And, dude, that was more fun than any of the rod and reel.
Is that where it looks
fishing.
Like a straw's in the water?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, if you're watching, a lot of guys think ice fishing's like boring, and you know I did too years ago. But so he drills out. I think we set up, I want to say, 11 tip ups, and then we had probably another 20 or 30 holes drilled that we would fish in. And he actually had binoculars because he had them spread out so far. So we would fish. We also had an ice hut set up, so we'd go in and warm up, and that was a perch hole. So we could, you know, regular fish for lake trout. We could fish for perch. And then he would keep an eye on these tip-ups.
Get on the knocks,
you know,
looking for the...
Yeah, with the binoculars, you know? It was amazing because, you know, you'd be fishing, and I actually got to see it twice. Just in my scanning, I saw the flag pop up. And that's the coolest thing, you know what I mean? Because, you know, it's like...
So
that,
let me guess, of course you turn on, and you actually get to see the flag popping up in action. Yeah. It wasn't already up.
Well,
you got to watch it.
Yeah, I watched it. And both times, I didn't have the binoculars.
Oh, wow.
I was just scanning.
Eagle-eyeing.
And I saw, and it popped up. But anyway, so, dude, there's this mad dash to the hole, you know? And you get to the hole, and the way these flags are set up, they have these little reels below them. And so you sort of, like, gently lift up the flag, and you look down there, and there's this little reel. And most of the time, the reel would be spinning away, you know, so the fish is on there. Dude, it's just as exciting as getting the bite. You know, it's that moment if you have a rod and a reel, and you get the bite, it's that same moment. So you put the flag contraption down, and you don't even really set the hook, but you just sort of get a steady pressure and just keep them coming. And, dude, the most interesting thing is the way you fight a fish with a rod and reel is the way that you have to fight the fish. And so, you know, what I'm saying is, like, when he's giving, you take, right? You take. And when he wants to go, you give. And it's all with your
hands.
Don't
you also angle your rod, like, when they're going a certain way so the line's not against the ice or no? Like...
So there is no rod. It's all with your hands, you know? But, yeah, so your positioning over that hole is really critical. And Rich had to walk me through some of this. Yeah. So, yeah, you're literally, like, sort of walking that hole to not get your line caught on the ice. And we broke one off because, it didn't happen right. And there were a few misses. But, you know, it's really amazing. And it's like, you know, it's that hand-to-hand combat that you have with a rod and reel. But it's with your hands.
Yeah.
And it's just as strategic, just as nerve-wracking and heart-pounding.
Wow.
And the hardest thing is that moment when it gets to the hole, you know? So now you have these fish. And give you an idea, we had lake trout between 3-4 pounds all the way up to about 12 or 13-pound lake trout.
Oh, my God. Whoa.
And we had northern pike from 6 pounds all the way up to about 11 or 12 pounds.
How deep were you guys over?
Okay, so a lot shallower than what you would think. These fish were coming 35 to 45 feet deep.
Wow.
Which, that's shallow for Lake George.
Right, which on Lake George, Pete, is shallow. But it's also, you ready for this? It's going to blow you guys away. It's the weed edge on Lake George.
No kidding.
Which is positioned in about 40 to 45 feet of water. Dude, is it hard to believe there's grass? I couldn't believe it if I didn't see it with my own eyes, dude. Yeah. But there's grass that grows out to about that 40, 45-foot mark, and then it edges off.
That's
dude.
Water clarity.
It's
that's
water
that
clarity.
Sand. Yeah. That's that sandgrass, right?
It's sandgrass. It sure is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, called sandgrass, called stinkgrass. I've heard it called a lot of stuff. But, dude, that grass is like the lifeblood of everything, right? So a couple times we hooked the grass – and it came up, and, dude, he's like, look at the grass. And I'm looking at it. Dude, the grass is alive. That water's freaking freezing, but it's got grass shrimp in it.
Yeah.
It's got little stuff in it.
The whole cycle.
The whole cycle. Man. And these big trout and pike we were catching were spinning up yellow perch. They were spinning up smelt. Like, we would catch them, and they'd be like, literally, like, bleh! They'd be spitting the shit out, you know?
Right.
Dude, it was wild, dude.
Sounds like me and Dave's trip to Lake George.
Same.
Fitting up.
Yes.
Very similar.
Sort of.
Minus the fish.
Did we even cast?
I don't know. I think you came conscious when you got to about 20 feet, and then when I came down to get you and bring you back to the surface.
Well, there was that. Trashed your out. Hit a rock
in the
night.
Middle. Yeah, in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Basically jumped a rock island. Oh. Nitro.
Trying to. Yeah, we had a camping spot on an island out there.
Nice.
So Dave had his romantic weekend for him and I. I don't know what the hell, why him and I went on an island in a tent. You know what you had planned.
Oh, my God. Did you have baked goods for him?
I was going to riz him out there. I don't know.
A new term created tonight.
What part of that? Look back to that before it gets off the rail, and then you're like, all right, who would spring Dave Dudley on? Yeah. What part of the lake? Mid lake? Up?
We were mid lake.
So Bolton Landing you went out of?
Just north of there.
Okay.
Yeah. And the deal was basically we were fishing at the mouths of bays, which is a real deal, you know. So like just like in the open water period, those bays and coves and flats are important, right? So even in the winter, it's important. So they're not up in the bays, but their wintering haunt is sort of that deep water break in front of the bays, you know? So, dude, it was so fun. It was so fun. I mean,
how were you getting out there, Mike? Like, were you just walking your gear out there? Did you have a motorized vehicle on the ice?
You could walk. Where we set up was about a mile from the landing. So walking was possible, but we actually had a four wheeler and, just a couple sleds that we put the equipment on.
Wow.
It was so awesome, so convenient. It was cold, but having that tent was nice because you can go in and warm up, you know, and you could and when you were in there, it's not like you were not doing anything. You were catching perch.
Well, did he bring it down into town? Did you go to Adirondack Brewing?
We didn't do that, but I did stay one night in the village. Okay. And we did go to a cool little bar the first night.
They got a couple cool little bars up there in Bolton. You're up in Bolton you're talking about.
Yeah, I stayed was Lake George Village.
Oh, okay.
And then we drove up to fish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All right. But shout out to Rich Ortiz for an amazing experience. And of course we captured all that, Brian DeCarpenter. It's gonna be a going Ike here. You'll see in a week or so.
Cool.
So very, very exciting.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, good thing we didn't have cameras or GoPros when we went to Lake George, Dave.
Yeah, that would have been a problem. Were there any trouser trout in that during that trip that you guys
had? Don't make it like that. No.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that at all.
If like we were in our 20s now and we're those same people, we'd have a pretty rad. We'd have a pretty rad channel, dude.
I'd love to see the footage of you guys and some of the experience you had in that Nitro, because that's the same Nitro that went down to Florida.
That was out in the Atlantic.
Coral Reef.
Yeah, out in the Atlantic Ocean, dude.
Yeah, if you go down to Florida and there's this one area, you were down near.
We're in West.
No, we don't need to say names.
Yeah, it's Florida. There's probably no statute of limitations on
trail,
that.
Trail. There's a trail busted through the Coral Reef that goes out for about 2 miles.
We didn't know. We didn't know.
Allegedly.
We didn't know.
Ah, you're kids. When your kids do stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Who cares? Nobody cares. Let me remind you, you're watching a brand new Ike Live. We're going to take a little break here, Brian, a second. It's going to get good because we've got David Dudley on. Cannot wait to get him on this show, talk to him, see what he's up to, talk about some of his experiences and stories, and see what he's got planned for the future. So hang in there with us. Because when we come back, it's going to be a good one tonight. We've got the one and only David Dudley for you here on Ike Live. You know, right now where we're standing, we're in Camden, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Philadelphia is right there. This is the concrete jungle. And, you know, a lot of those kids, as they grow up, they don't fish. It's interesting because they're surrounded by water, you know, the Delaware River, the Schuylkill, ponds, city park lakes, but they don't have the influence to cast, to fish, to have a rod and reel, and that became our focus, you know, is to target kids in what we call non-traditional areas, you know, urban areas, city centers, where the population's high, and let these kids have an experience. You know, it's amazing. I mean, some of the experiences we've had, whether it's Central Park in New York City, here in Camden, other parts of the country, even just casting,
Yeah.
It's unbelievable to see it, isn't it?
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Yes.
And you know, you see these kids have this experience they've never had, and they light up, you know? The big thing, I think, for the Ike Foundation is we're not saying we want all these kids to become professional anglers.
No. It'd
be great if some of them did, but we want them to have that fishing experience because it ties them to so many other positive things. The outdoors, nature, conservation, ecology, you know, all these amazing things in life that maybe they wouldn't have been exposed to any other way, we're trying to help with that. So it's important. It's important for us. Yeah. We're proud of it.
You work hard to catch your fish. TH Marine has two products to ensure your fish survive. The Oxygenator injects 100% pure oxygen into your live well. That increases fish survival by 35%. For the perfect combo, add G-Juice Live Well treatment. It calms fish, stops bleeding, removes ammonia, and replaces slime coat. Get an Oxygenator and G-Juice and keep your fish alive.
At Founders Brewing, we asked ourselves, what if we brewed a beer perfect for any occasion? A beer that makes a weekday feel more like the weekend. And the weekend feel more like an adventure. What if we brewed a beer that brought us together and allowed us to be ourselves? A beer that is just as much of a companion as it is a reward at the end of the journey. What if we explored the unknown together and found a new way? To celebrate taste and flavor and life's simple pleasures. And what if we brewed a beer that could go where you go without slowing you down? Founders All Day IPA, low ABV and full flavor that goes where you go. Perfect for any occasion.
We're excited to announce our brand new partnership with an amazing company, Heshi Socks. That's spelt H-E-S-H-I Socks. Go to HeshiSocks.com to check out my brand new Mike Iaconelli collection. That's right. I have my own custom socks in tournament colors. I promise you, you will never, I mean never, find a more comfortable sock. The great news, all my socks are under $10 a pair when you use our promo code Ike20. Go to HeshiSocks.com, use the promo code Ike20 to get the most comfortable socks in the world.